Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a good theme in our hearts, Lord, because you have chosen to call us into our predestined splendor, the plan, the wonderfulness of your great love to be justified, overcomers, so as to be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for doing everything necessary in Christ Jesus to give us a life and life in abundance that separates us from the lies of Satan that deceive so many, Father God. Lord, thank you for a new day of just waking up to our calling and experiencing you and walking with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 7 from verse 17 to 24 from the Message translation. Saints, don't be wishing you were someplace else or with someone else. Where you are right now is God's place for you. Live and obey and love and believe right there. God, not your marital status, defines your life. Don't think I'm being harder on you than on the others. I give the same counsel in all the churches. Were you Jewish at the time God called you? Don't try to remove the evidence. Were you non-Jewish at the time of your call? Don't become a Jew. Being Jewish isn't the point. The really important thing is obeying God's call, following His commands. Stay where you were when God called your name. Were you a slave? Slavery is no roadblock to obeying and believing. I don't mean you're stuck and can't leave. If you have a chance at freedom, go ahead and take it. I'm simply trying to point out that under your new master, you're going to experience a marvelous freedom you would never have dreamed of. On the other hand, if you were free when Christ called you, you'll experience a delightful enslavement to God you would have never dreamed of. All of you, slave and free, were once held hostage in a sinful society. Then a huge sum was paid out for your ransom. So please don't, out of old habit, slip back into being or doing what everyone else tells you. Friends, stay where you were called to be. God is there. Hold the high ground with Him at your side.
Hallelujah. The beautiful thing that just stands out here is our calling. Yeah? And I have to think of the words of Paul that puts our calling out there so clear for us, where he says that we were called out of darkness into the marvelous light of the kingdom. So it's not a darkness that we need to major on or be seduced by. We've got to be seduced by this marvelous goodness that is found in the kingdom. And then I think of the words that says He builds us up with precious stones. You see, the kingdom holds our calling. The kingdom holds our predestination. It's all found in the Father, in the Son, in the leading of the Holy Spirit, according to spiritual blessings. These words also is that you must turn from darkness to light. That's where the light exposes and deals with darkness. When you really turn, make a turn from the carnal things, you wake up to the spiritual things. So it's light. You turn to light. Light chases away darkness. Light motivates. Light enlightens and brings the joy of our salvation, the joy of our inheritance in the kingdom to pass. Turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is a power at work here with us now. So we don't just stay in that baby calling. We come out as babes to evil. We now got to become wise to what is good, and we got to go on in the kingdom. Turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, so we can receive forgiveness. Forgiveness is not just forget about it. It's got to be taken away. We turn away from the wrong things. The full expression of forgiveness is Jesus took away. He didn't just cover our sins, he took it away. So it's got to be lifted up and taken away. It's got to be thrown away, turned away from forgiveness of sins to an inheritance, to the inheritance of those whom God has made his own. So you see, the whole thing is just staying in the light, staying in the spirituality, staying in the kingdom realities, being full of the good things, the right things, the pure things. Then you break every yoke. There's no room for the devil and his lies. And as we can see here, we operate in awareness of God, in the awareness of our calling, and that calling takes us on. You're not just going to stay and be a baby. The word of God is going to abide in you, and you're going to overcome the wicked one, glory to glory, from baby to young man to spiritual father, being led by the Spirit like Jesus, like the prophets of old, like the disciples. They set the example, and the disciple Paul is encouraging us here. So guys, our calling is something precious, and we need to stay in it. And his calling is his leading, the leading of the Holy Spirit. Today we're getting enlightened again, so as to go out and be just like the Son, walking in the footsteps of the Son, with the Son. Amen. He's the Son of righteousness, and now we are co-heirs together with him, so we carry that light out into the world. So the wonderful scripture here is, those he predestined, you see, you were called because you've got a unique destiny. You've been called to partake of what no eye has seen or ears heard. That's your predestination, the heart of God for you, unique, to be justified. What is justified? To be made right. And we've got that wonderful picture of justification in the book of Revelations. It's to overcome. When you've heard the voice of the shepherd and you listen to him, you overcome. And then what follows that justification, overcoming? You are glorified. So we've been called to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and be the fragrance of Jesus here. Those he predestined, he called. Those he calls, he justifies. Those he justifies, he glorifies. Because we were predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, the firstborn among many brethren. So guys, there is abundance in Jesus. There's abundance in the light of his calling. So stay in tune and just be blessed, because you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You have everything pertaining to life and godliness, and you are building yourself up with precious stones. You're not building yourself up. God is giving it to you, but you embracing what he's leading you into, what he's calling you into. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.